about that. Now, this year we'll see exponential growth in technology, pushing the boundaries of productivity and efficiency, yet captivating minds of the entire population. Well, that's what the computer games industry is saying anyway. But where do we fit in? Where does Scotland fit in to the picture? I spoke to gaming journalist Johnny Minkley.
Well, I think we're incredibly fortunate. I mean, this generation to have full sight of how quickly and rapidly and remarkably gaming technology has advanced from just 35 years ago, things like Pong and Space Invaders to where we are now.
What's Pong?
Pong is the sort of original Atari table tennis game where you had two little white sticks that rotate around and bounce the ball back and forth. To today, where you can have have something like PlayStation Vita, you have a game like Uncharted, which has Hollywood-style production values. It's got a full orchestral score. It's got people that record the performances in motion capture studios in Hollywood, where they're recording their performance, they're recording their voice at the same time. That's translated into games. So you're seeing these characters performers as real human actors, and you're playing that in the palm of your hand, and the visuals are at such a level now they're indistinguishable from kind of top end Hollywood animated features. And this is just the sort of it's only going to get advanced. And we're looking at things like 3D is quite big now. You're getting you look ahead a few years, holographic technology where you'll get things appearing in your living room.
I was going to ask you about that. I can just imagine that it would be a holograph would be the end game, wouldn't it? You're sitting on at a table, and actually there would be a holograph above the table that you're playing somebody in Japan or South America in this game three-dimensionally in an image floating.
That technology exists now. I mean, it's too expensive for consumer technology, but that exists. I mean, you look at something like Star Wars and that kind of classic scene of Princess Leia appearing out of R2-D2. That is technically possible, and it seems, and you talk to futurologists and people, that's where it's going, and it might happen sooner than we all think.
Where are we in Scotland? A few years ago, I think we were one of the great gaming countries, weren't they? One of the great places to write these programs. Where are we now, Scotland?
Well, you have studios like Rockstar North that makes one of the biggest games in the world, the Grand Theft Auto series. They've got that coming out. Scotland is great because it's not just about the studios that are there. You also have a really great talent pool coming through. I mean, there's Abertay University, for instance, which has a really renowned computer gaming course, and that's a great example of getting people engaged in gaming, getting people making projects. They do all sorts of things. They help children out, getting them engaged in programming, and that filters through. Then the people that graduate at the end of that become, we're creating Scotland's creating the next generation of great game designers.
Just thinking lastly, we won't be using mobile phones, will we? We'll be using either holograms, or we'll be using something that's connected to your brain, or an image that's floating around your brain that you could be in. It's a bit like The Matrix. If you go to the ultimate gaming vision would be something like the film Matrix, where you're actually in the game.
Well, if you look at the short term, that we're getting to the next stage of computing, which is smart computing, which is you'll see everything, not just computers, your fridge, your microwave, anything that's sort of technology will have a chip in it that will be connected to the internet at all times and be feeding data backwards and forwards. Virtual reality, which we had in the 90s with those big cumbersome headsets, that is again something that's getting, the technology is much better now. You will be having chips wired into everything, so you'll be communicating. Yes, you'll have sort of holographs. And in fact, there are conferences that go on now where people, brain control is the next sort of frontier. We've already got technology where you can control games with your eyes. Brain control is the next frontier, where people are already able to play games, simple games like chess, by just using their brain waves. And again, this is all happening. It's all coming. It all exists, and it's going to filter down into consumer technology over the coming years.
You must have a complicated life.
It's complicated, but it's never dull.